This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Helen and Leon were born in Ukraine, married there, and had a child there. But in 1988, the couple fled Ukraine because anti-Semitism was rampant, and they are Jewish. That's when Ukraine was part of the Soviet Union. They were held back in their education and careers and ambitions, so they left, spent months in refugee camps, and eventually settled in Swampscott, Massachusetts. They raised their daughter there and became U.S. citizens. But 10 years ago this month, Helen and Leon returned to Ukraine. It had become a democracy. Anti-Semitism was no longer an issue. Leon is an investment banker in Ukraine. Helen is a writer and teaches English. She says she followed Leon back to the country for his work, although she puts it a different way, with a smile.
I was dragged to Ukraine because I married to Leon. And it's not like I wanted to. It was my choice or desire or adventure. But then this time Ukraine grew on me. So it's kind of a second home.
It means enough to her now that she's staying in the capital, Kyiv, in the middle of a war. That's even though she and Leon could have returned to the U.S. and continued their work from here. We've agreed to use only their first names out of concern for their safety. And we ask them how they now answer a question that often seems so simple. How are they doing?
I am answering the truth. We are all right. For many reasons. People do adjust to circumstances. And our circumstances with electricity on and running water, and we managed to get some groceries, which was a real hunting. And first weekend when it was curfew for 3 days, we were actually out of food. So we were kind of panicking, but then we managed to get some. So we are kind of happy that it's livable conditions.
Livable conditions. And do you feel safe right now because we know what's happening around Kyiv? Kyiv is a main target of the Russian forces. How safe do you feel, Leon?
We feel relatively safe because even though Kyiv is the main target of the Russian forces, we feel it's an unreachable target of Russian forces. And we got used to air raid sirens. So far, Kyiv is under some bombing, but not really active. So we are not panicking.
I would not say not active. I would say not severe.
If you could work remotely, both of you, why haven't you left yet?
Because of the people, like my neighbors whom I helped. So I see people in need. So I feel really kind of puzzled why young people with no children left, and they feel they kind of abandoned. It's their city, it's their land, it's their babushkas. Why I should help? And they're like doing a lot of stuff, but from the safety of the West Ukraine or Poland. Yesterday I went and donated blood. I'm giving lessons to my students free of charge so the kids get distracted and parents have some peace. We are financially supporting our friends because a lot of people cut off their income. I'm buying groceries for our neighbors and I don't get any money because there are slim pickings in the stores. Actually, they're only caviar and like super expensive prosciutto and cheese. Mm. So retired people, they could barely make the ends meet before the war. Now it's even more difficult for them.
Is it a constant risk assessment for you? Will there be a time when you feel as though it's dangerous enough that you will both want to and have to leave Kyiv?
There might be. There might be a time. We hope it will not come to that, but there might be a time, yes. On the subject of risk assessment, what can I say? I can say that 250 people out of 4 million population were victims of bombings of civilian population in Kyiv. So, judging by the numbers, it's relatively safe.
We are considering the options, but as of now, we are not planning to leave. When we immigrated from Ukraine, we had to wait half a year in Austria and Italy in refugee camps. In the times of peace, I'm still in recovery from those refugee camps. So this is something I'm not really looking forward to doing.
Your daughter is still here in the greater Boston area. How can you, if you can, assure her that you're safe?
That's a good question.
Well, we cannot assure her that we are safe. We are only trying to convince her that the risk is low.
Thank you to both of you, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you for all the work that you're doing, and thank you for your courage.
One more thing I want to add. I don't think that you're doing anything courageous or heroic. I think that any human being in our position should and would be doing the same.
That is American citizens and former Swampscott residents Helen and Leon on their life in Ukraine and their decision to stay in Kyiv despite the war around them.